Hi, everybody. It's Mike and Kim, and we're just delighted to be sharing the good stuff.
I want to share some information about the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale, because it is right up on us with the Thursday night Gary Allen concert. And coming up on Friday, it's going to be the Oren Murray Permit Challenge with wild horse races. Saturday, bucking horses, street dance, horse racing, and more. And the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride is Sunday, May 18th, the final day of the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale. Go to Mile City, Montana. Check out buckinghorsesale.com.
Now, I don't know if you caught that, but Mike said it starts on Thursday. Guess what? Today is Thursday.
That's right.
That's right. So there you go. Let's talk about the R word. You know what it is, of course. It's ranching. Grab your hat because we're going to dive into Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insights. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, pretty much everything agriculture. It's right in Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Go to tsln.com.
I have a veterinarian story for you.
Okay.
So this distraught woman brought in a very limp duck into the veterinary surgeon. As she laid her pet on the table, the vet pulled out his stethoscope and listened to the bird's chest. After a moment or two, the vet shook his head and sadly said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. Your duck, Cuddles, has passed away." The distressed woman wailed, "Are you sure?" "Yes, I'm sure your duck is dead," replied the vet. "How can you be so sure?" she protested. "I mean, you haven't done any testing on him or anything. He might just be in a coma or something." The vet rolled his eyes, turned around, and left the room. He returned a few minutes later with a black Labrador retriever. As the duck's owner looked on in amazement, the dog stood on his hind legs, put his front paws on the examination table, and sniffed the duck from top to bottom. He then looked up at the vet with sad eyes and shook his head. The vet patted the dog on the head and took it out of the room. A few minutes later, he returned with a cat. The cat jumped on the table and also delicately sniffed the bird from head to foot. The cat sat back on its haunches, shook its head, meowed softly, and strolled out of the room. The vet looked at the woman and said, "I'm sorry, but as I said, this is most definitely, 100% certifiably, a dead duck." The vet turned to his computer terminal, hit a few keys, and produced a bill, which he handed to the woman. The duck's owner, still in shock, took the bill. "$250," she cried. "$250 just to tell me that my duck is dead?" The vet shrugged. "I'm sorry, ma'am. If you had just taken my word for it, the bill would have only been $20. But with the lab report and the CAT scan, it's now $250.
It was actually a sad story about a duck because the duck was dead, but for some reason I kept wanting to laugh.
That's the point of the story.
I know. I knew you were going to turn it around. And on another note, here's a poem for the day, Train of Life, author unknown. Some folks ride the train of life looking out the rear, watching miles of life roll by and marking every year. They sit in sad remembrance of wasted days gone by and curse their life for what it was and hang their head and cry. But I don't concern myself with that. I took a different vent. I look forward to what life holds and not what has been spent. So strap me to the engine as securely as I can be. I want to be out on the front to see what I can see. I want to feel the wings of change blowing in my face. I want to see what life unfolds as I move from place to place. I want to see what's coming up, not looking at the past. Life's too short for yesterdays. It moves along too fast. So if the ride gets bumpy while you are looking back, go up front and you may find your life has jumped the track. It's all right to remember. That's part of history. But up front's where it's happening. There's so much mystery. The enjoyment of living is not where we have been. It's looking ever forward to another year and 10. If searching all the byways, never should you refrain. For if you want to live your life, you gotta drive the train.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And I want to close things out by telling you about a website. Write this down. VisitValentine.com or VisitValentine.org. How about visiting Cherry County, Nebraska, home of the Nebraska Star Party, the scenic Niobrara River, a national scenic river. Check out 50 things to do there at that website. And lots of things waiting for you to do right here in north central Nebraska. And folks, thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.